Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Giants lose again. This time to the Bears, another fourth quarter collapse. And this time adding injury to insult. Jackson Dart gets hurt, leaves the game after the third quarter with a concussion. And we are left to pick up the pieces of what remains of this Giants season, try and make sense, and look for a path forward. To talk about it, we bring in Nick Filato. He is host of Big Blue Banter podcast and also a writer for Big Blue View. Nick, welcome back to the program.
Lori, thank you so much for having me. I wish we were talking about a Giants victory, but 24-20, this one was a tough one to swallow, Lori.
It was, and I think the big question, or at least the first question here, is make the case. What's the case for firing Brian Daboll now? Like, would you consider doing that in season? And if yes, why?
There's a lot to firing a coach in season. It changes the entire operation. As you know, there's only a finite amount of time in a week to prepare for each game. So if the Giants believed they had a coach on staff right now, a la a Mike Kafka or someone like that, who they wanted to give a trial run to, who they believe is ready, possibly entertained as a future coach for the Giants, then I believe that's when you would go and you would part ways with Daboll. That, or if they believe that the locker room was toxic because of the head coach, for whatever reason, which, you know, by a lot of the post-game comments, I don't necessarily glean that from the players. So those would be the two reasons why ownership would part ways from Coach Brian Daboll. But there is a lot that goes into that. And then also, you have if you part ways with Daboll, you can't really part ways with Shane Bowen too, could you? Or is that too much changeover for a new head coach? There's a lot that goes into it.
Well, all right, you brought up Shane Bowen. Would you make a change at defensive coordinator and get rid of Shane Bowen now in season? And if yes, what would be the move? Who would you either elevate or bring in?
Yeah, I mean, it would really depend. I mean, you wouldn't be able to bring anybody in. It would have to be somebody on the staff. So you're looking at younger coaches like Marquand Manuel, but this is his first year here as a secondary pass coordinator coach. Andre Patterson, have any of these guys ever called plays? I'm unsure. And I don't believe any of them have called plays at a high level like the offense has with Mike Rowe, the wide receivers coach. So it makes it a very difficult situation for the coaching staff. It would be a fall guy for the inevitable, which is Brian Daboll's departure at the end of the season if he is not let go tomorrow or in any of the subsequent weeks. So I don't necessarily know if the Giants have anybody on staff defensively who can assume the responsibility that Shane Bowen attempts to execute every week.
When I watch Brian Daboll, in particular the last 2 weeks, I see a guy who, to me, looks resigned to his fate. Like, looks like a guy who thinks he's getting fired at the end of the season. And so if we work under the assumption that that's, at this point, potentially likely, how, if you had to put money on it, how likely is it that you think Joe Shaim, the general manager, would be coming back? And, you know, what's your stance on that?
My stance on it is, so I, at the start of this season, or at the end of last season, I should say, I thought the Giants should have probably went in another direction. I thought we'd seen everything that we needed to see from Brian Daboll, the Giants' undisciplined play,
yep,
the Giants' inability to finish, all the things that we're still seeing here in 2025. And I do believe the Giants might have a slightly better roster than 2-7 in the last three seasons as starts to the season. But I also think Joe Shane has made a lot of mistakes as a general manager and has whiffed on so many draft picks. And if you are going to get rid of Brian Daboll, which the Giants will, I think Joe Shane should likely be out the door as well. I don't believe that is going to happen based off of some of the esteemed reporting, yep, around the Giants. A lot of news articles coming out about how Joe Shane might deserve a little bit more time. And when you think about this roster, it is really frustrating because there are players that are on this roster. I don't know what the disconnect is, if there is a disconnect between the coaching staff and the front office, but you have multiple players who were top 80 picks on this roster who are just taking up space, who are just taking up roster spots, Lori. They can't find the football field. You got guys like Gunnar Olszewski, a career special teamer, who I think he has some game to him at wide receiver. I'm not disparaging him whatsoever, but you have Jalen Hyatt, who is dressed, who's not returning kicks for you, just chilling on the bench. And when someone like Darius Slayton leaves and you don't put a guy like Jalen Hyatt out, it's like, why is he even on the roster? Bo Collins is out now. Jalen Hyatt still can't earn snaps. That's a massive problem. Evan Neal, same thing. This guy just does not get dressed. He's just sitting there taking up a roster spot. And it's frustrating because, to me, it seems like the only reason these guys are on the New York Giants right now is because the general manager doesn't want that bad headline of, hey, we just cut our top seven pick from the 2022 NFL draft, you know? And I just want it to be a look, I used to applaud the Giants coaching staff when they first got here in 2022, you know, starting David Sills over Kenny Galladay and Kadarius Toney, right? Because David Sills was doing all the little things correctly. So it was a meritocracy. That's not the case right now. This is a desperation type of they're in a desperate situation where it seems like they're trying to save face rather than making the best decision to optimize winning.
Yeah, and if they do fire Daboll, keep Shane, then aren't we back in the vicious cycle of, you know, fire Coughlin, keep Jerry Reese, fire Shurmur, keep Dave Gettleman, and now you have a general manager on the hot seat, and wouldn't that limit the potential coaching candidates the Giants would have available to them?
I would say so, yes. I would say that's certainly a drawback to retaining Shane, is that there's going to be people who might not want to hitch their wagon to a ship that is halfway sunk.
Talking to Nick Filato about the Giants, and all right, I'm going to ask you to answer the unanswerable question, but why are the Giants falling apart in the fourth quarter on defense? Like, who do you blame here? When I look at the, yes, I can blame Shane Bowen for rushing three and dropping eight in pivotal situations when I sit there watching game after game of, you know, I don't know whether it's Spagnuolo or, Fangio or whoever it is in big moments in the game, Mike McDonald, whatever, whoever it is, guys are Jesse Minter, guys come with pressure in big moments as opposed to rush three, drop eight. So there's that. But there is talent on this roster. Why do they keep, if even they'll play well for three quarters and then fall apart in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, it's I think it's a confluence of things. And unfortunately, I think the New York Giants over the last several seasons now, they have a negative culture, really. Like, it's a culture that is not a winning culture. They're not winning games, and I think that is in their head. And, I mean, there's not a better representation of that than week two in Dallas with that shootout. You have Russell Wilson throw for almost 500 yards in this game. And then Dallas drives down the field and gets into Brendan Aubrey's field goal range, and they end up winning that. And that's a deflating. And then you have what happened in Denver. And you had the Saints game, which was before the Denver game, which was also really wacky with the five turnovers. And it's just like the Giants, and this is something that has been somewhat consistent since 2023 at least, you know, the Giants find very innovative and creative ways to lose football games. And when we're focusing on the defense specifically, execution is a part of it for sure. But also you have a defensive coordinator who's going to run his system. He's going to have his system in place, but he's not necessarily a defensive coordinator who is going to elevate and maximize the talent that he has on the roster. And I would argue there are some very talented guys on this roster. It's a pretty vanilla defense. So you're putting a lot of the burden, a lot of the pressure on guys like Brian Burns and Dexter Lawrence and Kayvon Thibodeau, Abdul Carter, and a lot of the talent the Giants do have. But when the quarterback has the answers to the test, it makes it a lot easier for him to diagnose a vulnerability and then attack it. And that seems to be a big problem down the stretch of a lot of the games the Giants have blown this season.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yeah, we've heard opposing quarterbacks say we knew what they were going to run. They're very predictable, the Giants. All right, so Jackson Dart, obviously the concussion today. What did you see from his play overall today?
Ah, man, Jackson Dart's tough. He plays with a moxie, and I absolutely love it. And there's just arm talent. There's poise when it comes to – there are so many positives to take away. And if you would have told most Giant fans, Lori, like, hey, this is the way you're going to think about Jackson Dart after you see his play, you're like, oh, wow, how good are the New York Giants? You know, they must be winning all these games. And that's not the case because everything else around this rookie quarterback is falling apart. And he's trying to patchwork it together, which really says a lot about – his mental composure and his fortitude and all of that. But yeah, I mean, some of those throws that he had to C.O. Johnson, to Wandale Robinson, to Darius Slayton, those were high-level throws, throws where he had to find answers after his first read was not there. And I can do nothing but applaud that, right? Like, 36 conversion early in the second quarter to Darius Slayton. The next play, he comes back, he finds that corner route, 11 yards to Wandale Robinson. And there's just a lot of instances of that throughout this game where he comes up big, 3rd and 4, the 21-yard pass at the end of the first half to C.O. Johnson, just another dime pass.
How about the play where he rolls left and then flips his hips and is able to throw, you know, kind of like in motion like that, almost across his body? There are plays like that that astound me for a rookie quarterback.
Absolutely, and even to take it one step further, he understands like the nuances of running the football. Like, he sets up his block. There's a vision element to Jackson Dart that isn't necessarily consistent with all quarterbacks who run, right? Some of them run like a chicken with their head cut off and just try to pick up as much yardage as you can. But you watch the detail that he runs with to allow Wandell Robinson to gain just enough leverage to shove that defensive back inward so Jackson Dart can then cut back outward with a little head fake, shoulder fake, a little inside step. He does little things like that that also are just very impressive to me. I think he is a precocious young quarterback who is doing an excellent job in a very bad and unstable situation.
Yeah. All right. So you mentioned Russell Wilson before. Why is Russell Wilson still the backup quarterback? Should it be Jameis Winston?
Oh, absolutely. And I think there have been so many instances that would suggest that. But again, I don't think the Giants want to admit to the press that their number one plan heading into the season is now benched, you know, 10 weeks in.
You think that's the reason they haven't made the obvious change? Is it would look like them that was a waste of money or a stupid mistake?
I think that's one reason. Yes, I do think that's one reason. I think they're also just trying to honor Russell Wilson. I think there is the veteran leadership thing that they do lean on, but Jameis Winston is also a veteran in this league, somebody who has played a lot of football. And to me, every time Russell Wilson, Jackson Dart's in the blue medical tent, if he gets hurt, he gets concussed, and Russell Wilson's in there, the entire offense just stagnates. And it doesn't seem like there's any confidence whatsoever from a play-calling perspective and there's no effectiveness as well. And I can just feel that, like, I can feel that the Giants, like the energy of the team is just not there at all with Russell Wilson out there. And I'm sitting there thinking in the chair, where I'm like, man, it'd be excellent if the Giants had another quarterback. And then I'm like, hey, so they literally signed somebody else in free agency who, yes, he has his faults and he'll make his mistakes, but damn, he can move an offense. He can move an offense, you know, and the Giants not putting him out there. It's just like, why exactly are you not doing that, right, at this moment? And that's just another thing that is frustrating. If Russell Wilson was showing something behind center, then I wouldn't be saying these types of things, right? Like, there's no reason for me to say that, but the offense turns into a pumpkin, you know, after, like, whenever he gets on the football field, unfortunately. And the Giants have a remedy to that, or at least a potential one, and they're not giving him an opportunity.
Yeah, perfect example today of not having confidence in Russell Wilson. It impacts the play calling. It's fourth and goal from after the penalty, the half-yard line, and you have Jameis Winston on the sideline at his size and strength. You can't bring him in for a quarterback sneak and a touchdown there?
No, I mean, there's so much to that. I understand, like, the coaching thought process behind wanting to go up two possessions, but, you know, you're 2-17, Roy. You're 2-17. The writing is on the wall. Don't you want to dictate? Don't you want to inspire? You know, don't you want to go out there and say, you know, I'm going to trust you guys, and then I'll trust the defense to pin, even though they don't do too much to trust. But that's just not what this coach has done for a long time. It's a very conservative approach. I've used the word pusillanimous before to break the vocabulary out, right? It's one that does not inspire. And then I look at the team, Lori, and I'm like, they're not playing overly inspired in those clutch moments. Like, it's like once the other team, their opponent, gets a certain energy about them, it's like they fold. And I know they have enough talent to not do that. So it's like, what exactly is that? And again, I think a lot of it does go back to preparation and coaching and just an overall lack of confidence that is not being instilled into them right now. And that is a problem. And there's probably several reasons for that.
I think we have a mic drop there with the Giants and a pusillanimous approach to coaching and a lack of inspiration. Nick Filato, he is co-host of Big Blue Banter podcast. If you're not following, you should be. Nick, appreciate the time. We'll catch up with you soon.
Lori, thank you so much. Take care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.